This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Connor McDavid, more like Connor McSuck. I can't take credit for that. That's Craig Cody's thing from Levitard Show. Made a bit out of it. The guy's like, he's never won a title, but he's the best in the sport. He's like early Peyton Manning, I think is what my buddy told me last night.
Connor McDavid?
Yeah.
I mean, he was close to that title, right?
Well, he was Edmonton's guy.
Yeah.
3-1, got all the way to the, and then the Panthers win the whole
Panthers
thing.
Panthers end up winning the whole thing, yeah. I don't know. Do we judge hockey players on that? Now, wouldn't the goalie be the comp to the quarterback in hockey?
Well, it took Ovechkin forever, right? Or did it not? Did he get one young?
Yeah, he got one. No, they won in like 17 or 18. That's Specs team. He'll know. He'll text us so when they won that championship. Like 17 or 18.
It took a long time, though.
But it took him a while to get it, right?
Right.
So and people did that to him. Sydney got it like right out of the chute.
Well, they won like 85 in Pittsburgh right out of the gut. Yeah, no, it would have been great if they were here, you know.
Never knew our boss hated anyone in the world more than me. Sidney Crosby.
He does? Spector doesn't like Sidney Crosby? Oh. I guess because he's an Ovechkin fan. Yeah, yeah, that's true.
The Caps guy,
The Caps and Penguins.
It's like hating Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah. But if that's your rival, and for Washington and Pittsburgh, that's a big rivalry. Right. And so I get that. No, that makes sense.
I mean, he went on like a 4-minute tyrant yesterday with Mac and I, because Mac's like, I got Sidney scoring. He's like, hate that effing guy.
I had Sidney getting a goal last night too, and it didn't work for me on the underdog app, but I did have Austin Matthews with the assist last night.
Nice.
I did have Connor McDavid with a goal last night, but I needed Jack Hughes to have at least an assist in that game last night, and he didn't. I was disappointed in his performance during this thing. I'm sure somebody will tell me, oh, you didn't watch right, and his plus minus rating was fantastic or whatever they do, but I was a little disappointed by him. I thought this would be a good time for him to rise to be that next kind of star.
Yeah.
And Jack Eichel too. I don't know if you guys like Jack Eichel or not, but I've been watching him for a while now. For some reason, years ago, I was watching a lot of the Devils games. They played Buffalo all the time because it was like right after COVID. And so all they played was like Buffalo and Boston. Like, it was unbelievably bad. And so I watched a lot of Jack Eichel games. I really like this guy as a player. Him getting to go to Vegas and having an opportunity to win is great, but he could be another great American face for the sport. He looked like a hockey player last night. Like, he looked like he was ready to smoke some cigs and drink some light beer, man. Like that right there, that's America.
Mm-hmm.
Was it Slovin, the defenseman for us last night, who was getting everywhere? Was that right?
Never heard of him.
No?
Slobodan, there was a Slobodan guy somewhere.
There was a defenseman who was just killing it last night. They were bringing him out. I can't remember his name right now, but
Slobodan?
No, Slovin or something. Started with an S.
Maybe just pull up the roster.
Slobin. McDavid felt like he was kind of having a rough game until the end there, and that last goal wasn't.
I mean, that last shot was pretty
sick. That last shot was insane. It just wasn't retaining passes.
I mean, it was
incredible.
It was insane. Look, America had plenty of opportunity to win that game last night, but Jordan Binnington was bigger. He was bigger than the United States last night, and he played great. I mean, when you see a great performance in sports, you know it. And Jordan Binnington in overtime last night, man, that was that was just pure poetry in motion, watching a guy play goalie like that. That was wild, man. And again, it shows you how dialed in these dudes are to winning that game. game and winning that cup last night. They wanted that more than anything. I'm sure if that's a regular season NHL game, eh, whatever. Bennington probably gives up a goal at the end and they end up losing. But that was for everything for them last night. And he put on a hell of a performance. So I go back to the question, is the quarterback the goalie in hockey? Because I know the stars for the most part aren't the goalies in hockey. But you look at Connor McDavid, or you look at, you know, as we mentioned with Ovechkin, finally winning theirs. I feel like hockey's more of a team sport that's reliant on the goalie. And if you're going to compare anything to a quarterback, I think it has to be the goalie in hockey. But I don't know. I could be wrong.
I think it's funny that on all the social media platforms, it has like the United States flag and then like Canada's flag. And then there's a Super Bowl trophy underneath one. And it says 59-0.
That's great.
Awesome.
Yeah, Jacob Slavin. That was his name.
Slavin.
I changed my last name.
Yeah, it's rough.
Slavin? I'd be like, do something about it. I'm a defender in the NHL. You don't like my last name? Come over here and do something about it, Jack. Okay. So, mock draft 1.0. For those of you that don't follow Binkley or Chris Unicero, they do their Character Concerns podcast. You can go check that out. You can download it on the Odyssey app. You can listen to it. Very informative about players that I've never heard of.
That's right.
About strategies that maybe people have, and they try to get you as close as they can. So Unicero, Jay Binkley, Character Concerns podcast. Binkley was like with us Wednesday, and it's nice when you can kind of get on the same page as Binkley, because like his drafts will always fluctuate. But I was asking him about a running back. Like, is that a position of need? And according to Fox College Football, they have comps and picks of where the running back class will go, because there's 12 to 15 running backs in this class this year. It's the running back class.
It is. Now we've cycled back to a running game.
And I know Binkley says he doesn't believe in the renaissance of running backs. I do. Mm-hmm. I think it is kind of making a renaissance into the league. You've seen what Saquon Barkley can do for the Philadelphia Eagles. They have a great offensive line. They have a very talented running back. He carried them all the way to the Super Bowl in New Orleans. They end up winning. He wasn't the biggest part of that game, but he was still a dual threat from the run and the pass.
Look, he's a major factor in that Super Bowl because the Chiefs put all their eggs in their basket to stop him, and they beat you another way.
Right. So they have Ashton Jeanty going as the top running back overall going to Dallas, and his comp is LaDainian Tomlinson.
He feels like a Dallas Cowboy, doesn't he? Like, that feels like a perfect Dallas Cowboy pick at number 10.
Judkins from Ohio State, they have going to the Giants, and his comp is Joe Mixon. They have a running back going to the Kansas City Chiefs, and Mac will have to sit down because he's wearing gray sweatpants, but it's Dylan Sampson in the second round out of Tennessee, and his comp is James Cook.
That'd be nice. You get a guy like that in this team,
and what I've said is,
right?
I think that the one thing the Chiefs need to do is they need to draft like a dual threat running back. I think that would help this offense. You're going to have to make Travis Kelce the third or fourth option. If he comes back and doesn't retire, he's going to have to take load management and just be like, hey, you're the goal line and third down and short guy. Like, we don't need you to have 1,000 yards. We don't even need to have 785 yards.
He'll have 1,000 next year.
Oh, I hope. Yes.
Be hilarious. But, like, please. James Cook is a guy who, with Buffalo right now, is in kind of, you know, back and forth.
That dude wants more money than God right now.
Fair.
Good luck.
And so, if the Chiefs can't get somebody like that, I think that's great, because I do believe that that could be something that Mahomes and Andy Reid could really, like, kind of put into this offense to like penetrate it back to being a number one threat style of offense. Plus, what does Bob always say? Andy Reid, he knows how to adjust with the times. Is this the time to take a running back in the second or the third round that could be a dual threat?
Could you say maybe they were ahead of it when they did draft Clyde Edwards-Helaire a couple of years ago after COVID, and they were trying to work him in? Because if
I think
Clyde
they fell
Edwards,
in love with the moment.
I think if he pans out, right, you're not talking about the need for a run. Well, maybe you are. It's kind of getting to that point where, you know, he'd probably be at the end of his run and whatnot. You have to talk about re-signing him to a bigger deal, and they probably wouldn't have done that. But just imagine if they didn't listen to Mahomes and they, you know, a kid. But if Clyde Edwards-Helaire panned out, the Chiefs would have been on the front end of what was going on with the running back position, because that's how they would have utilized, I believe, Clyde Edwards-Helaire. In the limited time we saw him play, I mean, I go back to the opening game against Houston, man, he was phenomenal that day. And if that was like the beginning of what we were going to get out of Clyde Edwards-Helaire, it was going to be awesome. And he just never got there, right? And things happen in life and stuff happens, and you just, you know, kind of chalk that one up to life. And it just didn't work out for Clyde Edwards-Helaire here. Maybe it works out in New Orleans. He did get re-signed down there for the next season. So congratulations to him, and good for him. He's had a lot to work through in life. But I think you could use that and say that the Chiefs were actually ahead because they always are ahead. The guy that they went to the dance with just didn't get him to the finish line, you know? Like, it was the right idea at the right time. They saw where this game was going and how it was starting to evolve. They went and got a running back in the first round, which they hardly ever do, obviously. And you had that opportunity to kind of lay that groundwork. It just didn't work with that player. And if they drafted somebody else, maybe they are considered on the cutting edge of bringing that running back to the offense.
Yeah. I mean, I would just love it. I think it just would make this offense absolutely explode. I think it would give you that sort of like, because what's everybody going to say? Like, Andy, throw those screen passes.
Yeah,
again.
And that's like, what Clyde, I mean, I still like picture Clyde in the screen game and catching it out in the flat and running, and it didn't work.
Didn't pan out.
Oh.
Mock 1.0, Chris Unicero and Jay Binkley, character concerns. They have Siobhan Revel, that corner out of East Carolina, 6'3", tall, long cornerback. That's their Mock 1.0. So make sure and go listen to that.
No doubt. I don't know if Drew Nixon's listening, but I think I have a way to maybe make him think things from a Kansas City perspective when it comes to his Bengals, because they are a team of topic in this offseason for many reasons that are very expensive. You're listening to Fesco and Dusty here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
Fesco and Dusty. Subscribe and watch the show on YouTube by going to our channel at The Fan 96.5, Kansas City's FM sports station, 96.5 The Fan.
Sorry. Microphone issues. Now there's a company-wide email that says Dustin's dump button. I don't know if you got it or not. You think we get a reply all to that? Come on. Seriously. Do we get a reply all that says Dustin's dump button doesn't work in the 96.5 The Fam studio? Oh, no. Oh, jizz.
Hope your dump gets better.
Don't cuss. Coming up a little bit later, a bit from the past that makes it to the future of Fesco and Dusty. I want to talk about Cincinnati for a second. Because I don't know, guys. Do you think they're probably one of the top three most focused on teams in this offseason?
Yeah, I think they have a lot to focus on and a lot of big names, too. And so, I think when you combine those and Joe Burrow's doing a lot of talking, so.
As Burrow is doing everything he's supposed to do, I don't think that people need to like Drew is so wrapped up in the Burrow comments about his team that like, I don't know if he sees what Burrow's doing, because if Burrow doesn't say anything, then he looks like an ass. But if he oversells it, he looks like the leader that he's supposed to be. Like, it's kind of like, I don't know, a competitive little league coach. I'd love to keep all the kids. I love all these kids. But unfortunately, I can only keep 6. But he's not going to tell you the opposite because he doesn't want bad blood with, like, the families. So the Cincinnati Bengals have Trey Hendrickson, Ja'Marr Chase, and T. Higgins all needing new contracts. You say, why just those three names? Because those three guys are Pro Bowlers and tops at their position that are going to make a ton of money.
Some of the biggest names in the league. I mean, Trey Hendrickson was your sack leader, and everybody knows T. Higgins and Ja'Marr Chase, right?
Right. Yeah. And so a lot of people think that they're going to tag T. Higgins. He's going to play under the tag. They're going to give Ja'Marr Chase the bag, and they're going to pay Trey Hendrickson. Here's the problem with that. Cincinnati, if they truly believe that Joe Burrow is the second or third best quarterback in the NFL, they simply cannot pay Ja'Marr Chase. And I say that because you don't need a top three wide receiver if you have a top three quarterback. But what they can do is pay T. Higgins, who will be significantly cheaper than Ja'Marr Chase. Ja'Marr Chase wants $40 million a year. Ja'Marr Chase is going to get it. I'm sorry.
He's getting $40 million
a
year.
I will bet you lunch or dinner, wherever you want, that Ja'Marr Chase will make $40 million a year.
What's the highest paid wide receiver right now?
42 or 43, isn't it?
No. Who's that? Who's getting
Justin Jefferson?
He's making 42 or 43 million dollars a year.
He's making anywhere from 39 to 41. Or is it 30? Is it way less than that?
So he's got a 4-year 140, so
that's 30
with 110 guaranteed, so between 30, like 30-ish.
30-ish, okay. Yeah, $30 million.
Jamar Chase wants 40.
Yeah, he's not getting that.
And he's going to get whatever he wants.
They're saying average salary of 35. So yeah, he wants $5 million more average.
Yeah. Yeah. And he put up the Triple Crown number. He's the second best wide receiver in football. And he's very, very young. Now, there's a lot of that comes with Jamar Chase. So that plays to a factor. But if I'm Cincinnati, I would pay T. Higgins and I would pay Hendrickson. Your defense is atrocious. You need somebody on your defense that can help you out, and why not pay a pass rusher? Somebody that can actually change a game or get you the ball back, be a force on the defensive side. Joe Burrow shouldn't need Jamar Chase. And I get it. People will be like, you know, well, why not? Jamar Chase is great. They went to college together. They have chemistry. They have history. They're great together. Jamar Chase should be able to be great without Joe Burrow, and Joe Burrow should be able to be great without Jamar Chase. And you don't have to pay him that money. You look at what the Buffalo Bills did. They didn't pay Stephon Diggs. They let him walk. Shakir was Josh Allen's number one wide receiver last year. Let me know if you knew who Shakir was going into this year, or if you knew a lot about him, because you didn't. And what did Josh Allen do? He won the MVP. The Kansas City Chiefs had Tyreek Hill, and they let him walk because they knew that Patrick Mahomes was a top three quarterback, the top quarterback in the league. They knew that he didn't need Tyreek Hill. In fact, what did Patrick Mahomes do? The very next year, he won the MVP and a Super Bowl.
What was your reaction the day they traded Tyreek Hill?
New era.
What was your reaction the same as most fans had was, oh my God, we're dead because Tyreek Hill is gone?
No, my reaction was, I never thought he was going to get paid as much as he thought he was going to get paid. It sucks, but I trust that they have Travis Kelce and Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah.
Which T. Higgins, essentially the Travis Kelce to Joe Burrow. Mm. Unfortunately, Travis Kelce, or fortunately for the Chiefs, that position just doesn't get paid like wide receivers. But he was the highest paid tight end until George Kittle made $0.5 million more than he did. T. Higgins is big, tall, bodied, fast, good receiver. Travis Kelce, big, tall, quick, tight end, good hands. So you can lean into that and have that number one target still and be great. Tegan's the top 20 wide receiver in the NFL. Am I wrong with that?
No, I think he probably is. And look, I don't pay anybody other than the quarterback. And if you are fully wedded to your quarterback, if you're fully wedded to your quarterback, like you should be with Joe Burrow, there's no need to pay Jamar Chase and T. Higgins both, because you eventually have to spend money, as we've talked about now for 2 weeks with this situation. You've got to get your guy some defense, because he can't go out there and try to win every game 35-34. It's just not possible to do in the NFL anymore. It's too hard to do in the NFL anymore.
They tried to do this year and it failed.
And it failed. And you want to make it easier for your quarterback? Do not waste money on Jamar Chase and T. Higgins. Pick one or the other. And I would do T. Higgins as well, because he is going to be cheaper. And you've got a top quarterback in this league. You don't need to be paying wide receivers. Teams are not winning championships because of a wide receiver alone. If you got a top three quarterback in this league, spending big time dollars, $30 million on a wide receiver is stupid. It is a waste of money for you as an organization. If you're spending that money on a wide receiver, it means you don't have a quarterback. It means you have Tua or Kyler Murray or somebody that's not very good. So you have to go out and spend money on a wide receiver. Danon always talks about, you know, a win with guy or a win because of guy versus a win in spite of guy, right? You win games because of Joe Burrow. You've paid Joe Burrow. You need to invest on the defensive side of the football. And quite honestly, if you're the Cincinnati Bengals and you're not following the mode that the Chiefs were in and that the Patriots were in for the last 25 years combined, and that's pay your quarterback and basically let everybody else walk without breaking the bank on them, then you're doing it wrong. You need to look at the Chiefs and you need to look at the Patriots and say, both of those teams went out there and paid their quarterback and made their quarterback raise everybody else's level around them. And they both did that. So that's why you pay defense. I think paying Jamar Chase, if you're the Cincinnati Bengals, and letting Trey Hendrickson walk or not fixing the defensive side of the football, you're not going to win many games.
And somebody says the Bengals are effed without Chase. I don't believe that.
Then that tells you Joe Burrow isn't any good, then, if you believe that.
Because, like you had mentioned, there's a reason why Justin Jefferson got paid in the state of Minnesota. They didn't have a great quarterback. They needed somebody to help out Kirk Cousins, and now obviously somebody that helped out Sam Darnold and J.J. McCarthy. You need that leader there.
You need Justin Jefferson because you don't have Joe Burrow. You don't have Patrick Mahomes. You don't have Tom Brady.
T.O. didn't stay with San Francisco. Randy Moss didn't stay with Minnesota. right? Like those guys that were great at the time, they didn't stay with the team they came up with. They went elsewhere for the money, and the team was like, okay, well, we're not going to keep you. Like, we trust that Jeff Garcia will be fine without Terrell Owens. We trust that Dante Culpepper will be fine without Randy Moss. He wasn't. Dante Culpepper's career was essentially done once Randy Moss left Minnesota, and then he had that weird stint in Miami.
Hurt, didn't he? Did Dante get hurt, too? Did he have a blood clot or something weird happen to him?
That's Wimbenyama.
I know that, but like, did Dante Culpepper have something that ended his career prematurely?
Maybe it was like a neck?
Because like he was on fire for a couple of years.
Yeah, he had Randy Moss at like 22 years old.
He tore ligaments in his right knee during a game in 05.
Kind of never came back from that. Yeah,
had surgery, and never really came back.
You had the get your roll on celebration.
Yeah, I love Dante Culpepper. He was fun to watch, man. That Vikings team, too, was fun to watch.
Yeah, and ACL, and, PCL, and MCL.
Yeah, that's like,
And that's like, you can hit me with stats with Ja'Marr Chase. I understand that. I get that. Yeah, 127, 1,700, 70 touchdowns. I'm a big Ja'Marr Chase guy.
Big guy. Big Ja'Marr Chase guy.
But again, Cooper Kupp did that in the Rams offense a couple years ago. They're better with Puka Nacua now than Cooper Kupp.
It just doesn't make sense from a world in which
they
we live.
They want a Super Bowl with Cooper Kupp.
Yeah, but I said now. That's why they're not going to give Cooper Kupp money. They're going to keep Puka Nacua and pay him.
Cooper Kupp's going to walk.
Pay him.
I know. I'm saying now. Like, now you would not pay Cooper Kupp.
Now you're not paying Cooper Kupp.
Well, he's 33.
Yeah. But
he won the Triple Crown 2 years ago.
Yeah, you got to get out early on these guys.
Chase is 24.
It doesn't matter. Your team right now, and this sounds stupid, but it's the truth. The Bengals don't need Ja'Marr Chase. They need a defense. And that's where they should be focused on. They should tell Ja'Marr Chase, hey, man, we appreciate everything. Fun ride. Enjoy. Go get the bag. Go get paid and have a great career. But for us to make it better for our quarterback, it's not to surround him with his buddies from the wide receiver position or LSU or anything like that. Joe Burrow's going to be a better quarterback if he wins more games. How does he win more games? You got to play complementary football. The Chiefs realized that a couple of years ago. And when they started to put all their resources onto the defensive side, other teams should have perked up their antenna and went, uh-oh, the Chiefs are starting to build their defensive side of the football. Maybe we should do that as well. I don't think Ja'Marr Chase makes you a better football team. You are what you are with Ja'Marr Chase right now, which is a mid team, right? And that's what Cincinnati is. They're a mid team. They're 8-below. They're not in the playoffs, right? So why didn't they make the playoffs this year? You gave me those great Ja'Marr Chase numbers. Wasn't because Ja'Marr Chase didn't perform this year. They didn't make the playoffs because they didn't stop anybody. And so they fired their defensive coordinator, brought in Al Golden to coordinate their defense from Notre Dame. But now you have to invest with players, with draft capital, with top-notch, you know, guys in the draft. If I'm Cincinnati, I'm not drafting offense this year. I got Joe Burrow. Hey, Joe, Patrick Mahomes won a Super Bowl with Kadarius Toney as his wide receiver. He won a Super Bowl with Mecole Hardman catching the game-winning pass in that Super Bowl. He took a team to the Super Bowl 3 consecutive years, losing his number one and number two wide receiver weapons in the first month of the season this year. So, Joe, I hate to say it, but if you want to be in the Patrick Mahomes category, you're going to have to go out there and be the offensive catalyst. We'll invest in defense, but it's your job to make everybody better, just like Mahomes and Josh Allen have done so far.
Go ahead.
Well, go ahead.
No, I just know that you're on the text line side. Like, I just had no idea there's as many Ja'Marr Chase fans, but go ahead. Like,
I think it is a hot take. I think you have to recognize that. I mean, to get rid of what, in my opinion, the best, other than Travis and Mahomes, the best connection in football right now could be an all-time connection.
The Chiefs got rid of Tyreek Hill.
Well, but I think they retained what was the best connection maybe in football history.
But not the most prolific, can break a big play, that type of thing. Like, Tyreek Hill is looked at as a superstar in this
number one player in the NFL.
And he was.
But we all know. Come on. But it was the best connection in football history, Travis and Mahomes. Like,
yeah, but he's still a tight end, right?
Yeah,
He's still not a wide receiver, but why can't T. Higgins be that guy for him?
I think if you switch Tyreek Hill, let's say he's the tight end and Travis is the wide receiver, I think the Chiefs end up paying Kelce, even though with the money. And I think sometimes
it's weird to put it that way, though.
I think so. Why?
Because he's just not a wide receiver.
Well, I'm just saying, like, trade their connections. Fine, make Tyreek Hill that.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Do they pay Travis Kelce or Tyreek Hill?
I think they would have valued that connection just like I think the Bengals should. And, like, Trey Hendrickson, he's 30. I don't think they should pay Trey Hendrickson. He's also terrible against the run. They can
17 and a half sacks, though, is pretty damn good.
Yeah,
back-to-back years.
I mean, you're scoring 40 points a game. The other team's passing the whole time. Yeah, he gets a lot of time to tee off, no doubt. I would just say, You can pay Jamar, have a good draft class, and still have cap space. They're top 10 in cap, and you can go get a defense and retain what is the best connection in football right now.
Or you can just use that money and those resources and allocate that to where your biggest weakness. This is why teams lose. I'm just being honest with you. This is why teams lose and general managers get fired. Because this is the line of thinking that they're using right now. Well, it's Jamar Chase. We got to pay him. They end up paying Jamar Chase. They end up ruining their cap moving forward. They don't address what really is the need, and here we sit, right?
Text line. They paid Tyreek. Okay.
They paid Tyreek in like single year contracts, and then Tyreek became a pain in the ass and they traded him.
So here's the other thing that I will bring up for past reference to defend my case, my Jamar case. Here's what I'm saying. The Buffalo Bills didn't pay Stephon Diggs. Josh Allen won the MVP the very next year.
They did pay Stephon.
But they didn't retain him. They let him walk, and he went and got a huge contract. Well, not a huge contract, but they didn't bring him back. And Jamar and Josh Allen, they believe. And the narrative is because they believe that Josh Allen didn't need Stephon Diggs.
Right.
The other reason
and they
why
were right about that.
The other reason why they didn't bring him back, character concerns.
Right.
Right. Am I wrong with that?
No. You're
am
right wrong about with that. Okay. No. He was a pain in the ass.
So stay with me. Let's go to Kansas City. They gave Tyreek Hill the extension. They didn't give him the money. They had him in a room, offered him a ton of money, and then Devontae Adams got his money, and he said, I want more. Also, did Tyreek Hill have character concerns?
Oh, yeah.
Am I wrong with saying that?
It's pretty evident.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Jamar Chase this year, did we just forget the first 5 weeks of the season where he's calling his head coach out by the first name?
Right.
You have to ask Zach about that. Got a personal foul against Kansas City Chiefs that essentially cost them the game.
Yep.
Does Jamar Chase have character concerns?
Yeah. Yeah, he's a pain in the ass, too.
Oh, now he doesn't.
No, I think he's a diva wide receiver. I think we've seen.
And teams don't necessarily want that.
Exactly.
I mean, I'm saying character concerns, like throwing the team under the bus, being a problem
in
the locker
room. Calling
your
coach Zach is a big red flag to me. And no then doubt. Having the but penalty now, against now the
we're
Chiefs.
But now we're forgetting about that. Because he had a triple crown season and he's played with Joe. They were 18 years old.
So they
played
Dusty?
At LSU for 1 year.
They had
and people act like they were in college for the entire time.
They were inseparable, right?
They played 1 year together.
So what if he won the triple crown in receiving? How'd your team do?
I'm just saying.
Did you make the playoffs this year?
My main narrative is if Joe Burrow is as good as you think he is, do you necessarily have to pay Jamar Chase all that money
and
lock that up?
If Joe Burrow is as good as you think he is, it's the right decision to not pay Jamar Chase. You've got to buy into your quarterback. Again, it's what New England did, and it's what Kansas City did, and it worked for both of them. That's what you have to do.
And I'm not saying, again, I am not saying that Jamar Chase is a stud receiver or that he's a generational talent or that he's great and doesn't deserve the money. I'm just saying my take on this is if he is that expensive, you have to take time and look at yourself and say, hey, Joe Burrow doesn't necessarily need him. And to have this whole narrative that they played together all this time at LSU, 1 year. It was 1 year. And then they went to the pros. Jamar Chase did not get drafted because he sat out the COVID year.
Right.
And then he's been with Cincinnati since. It's been great. It's been a great ride. Some great things come to an end. And this is one of those where if you trust in Joe Burrow and you want to set your team up successfully, then you can.
It's the best move for the overall success of the organization. Again, you can go back and give me all the stats you want. I'll tell you they were under 500 and they didn't make the playoffs.
And again,
somebody
says the plan wasn't to trade Tyreek. They offered him 25 per before Adam. It's exactly what I said. But Jamar Chase wants the most money.
Tyreek never wanted 25. He wanted the most money and wanted to be the highest paid receiver, and the Chiefs weren't going to do that.
After Devontae Adams got signed.
The Chiefs just were never going to do that with Tyreek Hill.
But, yes, they offered him a contract, and they were close to signing it, and then the Devontae Adams thing broke, and he wanted to be the top paid receiver. Jamar Chase, again, the argument starts with this. Jamar Chase wants $40 million per year, which what I'm seeing is that Justin Jefferson makes $40 million per year. I don't know. That's what people are saying. And the thing that's crazy is that he wants all that money. If Jamar Chase is like, just pay me for what I'm worth, like, give me what Justin Jefferson got, which is 40, then it's expensive. Do you necessarily have to pay that? So again, I don't know. Like, everybody thinks that we're absolutely out of our mind that you shouldn't sign
Jamar
Chase.
Yes, because it's easy to say you need Jamar Chase. Because again, this is how we view sports. We view it in a simplistic way a lot of times, right? And I know from, like, if you're sitting down to kill time on a Sunday afternoon, you're watching a game, you see Ja'Marr Chase. God, what a great football player he is. You got to have him on your team. But then you take a step back and you really start to look at the big landscape of things and say, Cincinnati hasn't been to the playoffs in a couple of years. They really haven't done anything in the playoffs in almost three seasons now. Why do we want to keep going back and doing the same thing over and over again? Because as they say, you know, insanity is the definition of doing the same thing over and over again and hoping for a different result. You've not been a very good team with Ja'Marr Chase. You just haven't. You had that great little run where you beat the Chiefs. You called it Burrowhead. You got beat in the Super Bowl. And you quite frankly haven't been heard from since. And so for the last two or three seasons, you've been a mid to sub-mid team. You haven't been making the postseason. Why would you bring the band back and do the same thing all over again? You need to change things up. You need to do things differently. And you really need to take a hard look at your team and say, why didn't we win? Well, we didn't win because we're giving up 35 a game and we're asking our quarterback to score 36 for every single game. And I go back to 2018 and watching Patrick Mahomes have to score 50 a game and how difficult that was for Patrick Mahomes to score 50 a game. So in the fantasy world, yeah, Ja'Marr Chase looks like a great player. But this is where I differ from every, because I don't view sports in the fantasy world. I view it in the reality of the world. And the reality of the world is exactly what Dusty's saying. It's foolish to pay a wide receiver if you've got a top quarterback. He's supposed to make everybody better. And you need to invest on the defensive side of the football to make things easier for your franchise
Mac, what's a hotter take? Ja'Marr Chase shouldn't get paid by the Bengals, or Joe Burrow's not as good as people think?
I think the hotter take is Joe Burrow isn't as good as people think.
No,
I don't think it's a hot take at all to not pay Ja'Marr Chase if you're the Bengals. I think it's the right move. I'd have walked a year ago.
I think it's a hot take. I don't think it's a bad take or a dumb take. I think it's a hot take. I think it'd be hot because it's in the minority, but that doesn't mean it's bad. No, I think that's...
But usually, are minority takes always bad, though?
No, like, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. It's not bad. I'm just saying it is
or
the minority.
Always wrong, I should say.
By no means.
It's different.
I was on Sam Darnold train for a while.
Yeah, right.
Worked out okay.
It's
not great.
No, it was all right until the last eight quarters,
yeah.
But... It's a hot take because you disagree with it on the surface. It doesn't mean it's a hot take. If you disagree with something, it's not automatically a hot take. It's something that you disagree with.
Yes.
It's a smart take that that's a take that I would normally take and have. And we've talked about it here in the last couple of weeks. I said Cincinnati is investing in defense, right? That's not a hot take. It's a different take. It makes you think, and then it becomes a hot take because you don't disagree with it, or maybe you don't understand, or maybe you're viewing it from a fantasy standpoint. I'm viewing it from a reality standpoint. And the reality is this is now a complementary league. Look at what the Philadelphia Eagles did defensively. You've got to have defense now in the NFL where this league is, especially along the defensive line. You've got to be able to stop your opponent. You've got to be able to give your offense an opportunity to take a breath every once in a while and not have to go balls to the wall and have to score a touchdown on every drive, because eventually that's not going to work. And for the last couple of years, Cincinnati's had a nice offense. They've had fun. But they haven't made the playoffs. And so you've got to change things up and say, if we run this thing back, we're running back an 8-9 team over the last couple of years.
I just think that I'm trying to let people know that if Ja'Marr Chase wants the most money, which is $40 million a year, you don't pay him that. That's the original thing. And you spend that money trying to make your team better. I'm not saying that there's no way you sign Ja'Marr Chase. I'm saying that if he wants to be that guy that wants that much money, which he should, he's that young, he's that good.
And he absolutely should.
They could have paid him less last year, but they chose not to. This is also on Cincinnati.
100%.
Yeah. So that's also their problem.
It's their fault.
But I'm just saying, like, if he wants that much money, then you have to let that go. Like, you just have to. I'm sorry.
You've
already got your quarterback wrapped up. You got to get your defense better. And without your quarterback, you don't make the playoffs.
I mean, you can't have a wide receiver making quarterback money on a team that's 8-9.
The two ways they've not made the playoffs is Burrow didn't play and their defense was bad. Ja'Marr Chase was there the entire time.
Right.
But the 2 years they don't make the playoffs, in the back-to-back years, their quarterback gets hurt and their defense is atrocious. They're the worst defense in football this year.
Yeah, again, Ja'Marr Chase led the NFL, had the triple crown as a wide receiver, and they were at home in January or in Cancun, wherever they decided to go.
We all still friends?
Of course.
Okay. I knew that was going to get heated.
I don't think that's a good sports debate.
That's a good sports talk.
It's
100%.
Yeah. I mean, it shows you the way that folks view the game and how general managers view it differently than the way a lot of fans view it. And I view it more from the lens of the GM. I cut everybody but the quarterback. That's just kind of how I operate because I know there's always people that you can replace those guys with. You're never going to replace Patrick Mahomes. You're just not. Never. You're not going to replace Josh Allen, and you're probably not going to replace Joe Burrow. Everybody else is replaceable on these teams when you have a quarterback that's that good. You got to let that guy make everybody better because you're paying him that money.
No doubt. Coming up on the other side, we will get to the point of after hours once again as it leaks into Fesco and Dusty. We'll explain what that is on the other side. 913-586-7965. You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on 96.5 The Fan here in Kansas City, your home for Kansas City sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty.
I just want to say how awesome it is to have Bob Fesco and Legend Likens on every morning to start my day. I freaking love you guys.
On your home for Kansas City sports, 96.5, The Fan.
All right, good to know that Mac and I, are we good? I think we're all right. All right, microphone's fixed. So there's a lot of you that want mine to be turned off the rest of the day.
You don't think Jamar Chasers get paid? You think Jamar Chase is washed?
No. I don't think he deserves $40 million to stay on a team that needs a lot of help. I always like to use, real quickly before we get into it, I'm surprised Fesco's letting us adopt bids from after hours, but I appreciate it. But
Shout It Out's coming back. So.
Oh, yeah. Somebody finally stopped texting that. They were like, day 41 of Shout It Out request. Day 42. It stopped at like day 45. I always kind of give the Jamar Chase analogy of like when I was a kid, like my mom was like, you can have like this one outfit for $100, nice sweater, nice pants, but that's it. Or we can go to like Old Navy or American Eagle and you can get a couple pair of pants, a couple pair of shirts and have that for the first school. And I always went with the more than just the one. Now, again, that's 14, 13 year old Dusty, not 24-year-old Jamar Chase, who just put a triple crown year up. So, like, again, and people that say that they should be on, they want to stay together. I just told Mac this. I'm like, dude, if ESPN called and said, hey, here's $100,000 to come be an anchor for us, and we've been together for 2 years, I'd be like, dude, go. Like, go get the money.
I wouldn't think twice.
Yeah, I'd be like, go get it. Like, yeah, I love you. I think you're great.
You should be looking every day. Yeah. I mean, honestly, everybody should be looking every day and marketing themselves and seeing what's out there. Because if you're not, nobody else is for you. And so I'll never begrudge an athlete for going to get his at all, ever.
No.
Never once.
From 913, I know who Bob Fesco is, but who are Legend Mike and John? Okay. Let's get to the out of left field question. That's right. Out of left field question brought to you by absolutely no one. Do you want me to play it? I can do it. It's okay if you want. We used to do this on after hours. We would do it every night.
Did you invent the out of left field question?
I did.
Okay.
I mean, I don't know if I invented the actual phrase, but I started on the show and it brought fan engagement. So the reason I would do it is I would do it every night at 8 o'clock. Because 8 o'clock, late night, listening. Boy, everybody, I mean, you've done after hours, and you've done this
people
question,
love it,
and it loads up.
Yes.
So a sponsor is not there, but they could step up. 913-586-7965. What's one thing that a lot of people can do that you wish you could?
There's a lot of things on that list. Sing.
I knew you were going to say that.
Yeah. No, I do.
There's
the
a
older
guy that
I
sings
get
here that you could take lessons from.
I'm better than him. I just wish I could sing better, I should say, that I do.
Again, the out of left field question here on Fesco and Dusty with Mac. What's the one thing that you wish you could do that a lot of people can't? For me, it's play the guitar. I've said for 3 years now my New Year's resolution was to learn how to play the guitar. I got to get lessons, man. I don't want to be the guy that gets around the bonfires like, check this out. It's called water. You know, I don't want to be that guy, but I'd love to be able to pick it. I'd like to figure
Spectre
out.
Spectre has a guitar if you're looking for it. He took.
I have a guitar.
He
I have
took
acoustic
lessons for a hot minute.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I remember him saying that a decade ago.
Yeah. So he's looking to sell the guitar. If anybody wants to take a guitar lesson, Spectre's got one.
I have one. I've told myself I was going to drive to Meyer Music in Blue Springs, walk in and be like, how do I learn how to play guitar? And just do that. Or maybe find somebody that's really cool that, like, you teach me how to play guitar, and I'll just sit there and rip sports takes. Not that that's what you want.
I don't think anybody wants that.
You'd be surprised.
You're trading guitar lessons for me to rip sports takes? Yeah, I'll charge you for those guitar lessons.
You'd be surprised how many people want to hang out with you. I'm a professional musician, 30 years on guitar, Dusty, if you're interested. Yes.
There you go.
Let's figure it out. 913-586-7965. Jay Southland Total Service text line. It's the out of left field question on Fesco and Dusty with Mac. What's one thing that a lot of people can do that you wish you could? Dr. Mackenstein?
Whistle. Can't whistle. I'd be up there. Yeah, thank you. 785 took my other one, which is dunk a basketball.
Yeah, you're never doing it. Well, on an actual regulation size.
Regulation. Ball, yeah. I got to a tennis ball. Could never get a basketball.
Mm-hmm. From the 816, grow hair on my head.
That's a good one. Yeah, I like that.
Somebody says,
stop growing it out of your ears and nose, too.
Yeah. The other one I would say is, I wish I could snowboard.
Ooh, yeah.
I watch videos of people that go to, like, Colorado in the winter and go hit the slopes.
I wish I could ski.
Yeah. Water ski or
no,
any ski?
Either. Yeah, either would be fine.
Because after what, the reason I got this question in my head, because I was watching the hockey game last night, I'm like, I bet it'd be awesome to be, like, really good at ice skating.
Oh, yeah.
So fun.
Like, the way the, even the refs, like, which,
oh, dude, yes.
Former players, it suck, but, like, to be able to just, like, hit that backward skate, then stop and hit that snow scene.
Somebody says, I wish I could speak multiple languages.
I agree with that as well. It's a great one, yeah. I'm battling my daughter now about continuing taking Spanish. The worst thing I ever did was not take more and embrace it. But also, too, we didn't start taking foreign languages until we were in seventh grade. And by that time, it's hard. Your brain's already developed for that kind of stuff. And so, like, that's why we started our kids at two taking Spanish.
Did you really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, good for you. That's good. That's
was
awesome.
Very adamant that they were going to do that because it's one of the biggest regrets in my life. Mm-hmm. And I always tell the story of Dana Liebengood at KU telling me, get back to New Jersey. You're enrolling in Spanish and you're going to take Spanish all your whole time at KU because baseball's turning into a very Latin sport. And this was 1994. I'm like, nah. And so here we sit. I'm like, to this day, 31 years later, I'm still kicking myself that I didn't embrace learning a foreign language fluently. Spanish.
I took Spanish 1 and 2 in high school. Shout out Miss Buchanan. And then working in the restaurant helped significantly help me learn Spanish. Because Latino workers, they don't really all speak fluent English. They want to respect you. You want to respect them. Learn a little bit of their language. And they'll learn a little bit of yours. How do you say that guy sucks, man? Like, oh, come here, I'll tell you. How do I say this guy sucks in Spanish,
exactly.
Lupe?
Yeah.
Somebody says, snap my fingers. I wish I could break 80 in golf. Praise be. That's a tough thing to do. Play piano. That'd be awesome.
That's a good one, too.
A lot of people say if you want to learn how to play guitar, you got to learn how to play the piano first.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you get two birds, one stone. That'd be awesome. Blow a bubble with gum. Tell my wife no.
Tell your wife no?
Yeah.
Wow.
Something else can do that you just simply can't.
Huh.
I can't tell my wife no.
That's a good thing.
Yeah.
It's usually your wife telling us no.
Damn. Somebody says, at this point, I just want to walk on two legs again. I broke my ankle before the Friday before the AFC Championship game. I'm so tired of being home every day.
Oh, man.
Damn.
You've been home anyway because of the weather, so don't let that bother you.
I wish I was a little bit taller. I wish I was a baller.
Yeah, a little Troy texting in this morning. Good.
I wish I had a rabbit in a hat with a baseball bat. Miss Buchanan was hot. She was my teacher, too.
Oh, well. There you go.
Shout out, Miss Buchanan. I was also her teacher's aide. It was awesome. It was great. I got to grade Spanish papers. Everybody got an A. And I got to go to lunch whenever I wanted. It was a good time in high school. I wish I could be on a sports talk radio show. It isn't easy, but to talk sports, entertain thousands of people who listen. It's fun.
Hundreds of thousands.
Yeah. Fly an airplane. I don't know if I ever. Yeah, I mean, that'd be cool, but, like, watching all these airplane crashes over the last 2 weeks, I'm like, eh.
Yeah, recently, not so much. Yeah, I don't want to go up in one of those little tiny planes, man.
Yeah. Bob wishes he could tell his wife to get him a banana split.
That's true. Yeah.
I hope you get one this weekend.
Yeah.
And I mean the ice cream. There you go. Grow a mustache. I want to be Tom Selleck instead. I look like I shouldn't be allowed 100 yards within a school. You got to just let it go, man. You got to let it go.
Somebody said grow facial hair or grow hair on their head. Is that what the one was? The breaking. The Yankees are now allowing their players to have facial hair.
Oh, no way. Oh, I'd have a Fu Manchu like today. I guess you could always have that.
Groomed beards moving forward.
So you can't have like the Charlie Blackman, but you could have like the, I don't know.
I don't know. Who decides what a well-groomed beard is? Like, who's making that decision? Is it Hal Steinbrenner? Is it you? Is it the general public? Does it go to a vote if somebody says it's not well-groomed, but you think it is? And so well-groomed beards moving forward now. If you're the Yankees, you can have facial hair. I kind of liked it when they didn't. You know, you didn't see a lot of the dumb mustaches that these guys have today because they do look stupid.
Coming back on the other side, we will get to how some people go about things differently. I'll explain what that means here on Fesco and Dusty with Mac as well. 96.5 The Fan, your home for the Kansas City Royals.
Fesco and Dusty.
913-586-7965. Call in right now and tell me how much I suck.
On Kansas City's FM sports station. 96.5 The Fan.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Odyssey State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry and get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.
I'll tell you what, guys, we start to hear about ED and medicine and all the effective treatments for erectile dysfunction and other men's sexual health issues. Today, I want to